I'm Mustafa Osman, the head of the Humanitarian Department for Islamic Relief. As everybody can see, now the situation is most of the refugees who are crossing the border from Libya to Tunisia are shifted from the north crossing border, which is Ras Jdir, to the south crossing border is Deheba. Now there is around 50,000 people already in the area of Tatawin, Madnin, Deheba and Ramada, where there is two campsites over there now, and there is the rest, the majority of those people are living with host families or accommodated by host families. Those people have very little supports because they've been with the host family for quite some time now, and the host families start to run out of materials or any supporting funds and so on. That's why we also shifted the operation accordingly. Now, instead of putting the bulk of the operation in Ras Jdir and Djerba, we shifted the operation to Tatawin. We have now a bigger office in Tatawin, four warehouses in Tatawin, and we're taking over the distribution of food and non-food items to those families who are scattered around 50 kilometers in the area of Tatawin. And
how far is Tatawin from the Libyan border?
Tatawin is around 55 kilometers from the border.
And what are you doing inside of Libya?
Inside of Libya, the majority of our activities is in the western mountain, Nafusa mountain. We are distributing food around 12,000 family food pack funded by Islamic Relief Canada, Islamic Relief UK, and Swedish government as well. In addition to that, we have sent 20 tons of medical supplies, some of them to Benghazi, some of them to Masrata. And in addition to that, we send medical supplies and medical equipment to Zintan and the Nafusa Mountains. So, and we carry on, we will carry on with this program for the next period of time.
Okay, so we know inside of Tunisia you're distributing food, hygiene kits.
Yes, we are inside Libya from the eastern side and the western side. From the eastern side up to Benghazi, we're supporting a good number of families in Benghazi, in Jdabia, in Beida, and also in Masrata. We've sent two shipments to Masrata, or participate in two shipments to Masrata, one from Alexandria, one left from Benghazi, and now they have, the situation is under control in Masrata. On the other side, the western side, we are on the western mountain, which is a huge, big area, also operating in this area.
And what's next for Islamic Relief Humanitarian Department? What are you planning next?
The situation is still fluid at the moment, so we are as flexible as possible, trying to be as flexible as possible to respond to the needs. Now we are running or managing the UNHCR camp in Ras Jdir, okay, where the third national people are. We provide them with everything on behalf of the UNHCR. In addition to that, we have a small camp in the other crossing border, Deheba, in addition to two stations. They call it reception stations, where people, when they cross the border, we give them food and water and juice and so on. The next step, we are mounting resources and preparing a contingency plan for any further number of people crossing the border. Whoever will cross the border, we try to accommodate them, whether in empty houses or, if necessarily, into camps. And this camps is a last resort. We try as much as we can to avoid putting people in camps. And we will continue. If the border completely open and safe enough, we will shift most of our staff inside Libya to carry on with their work and to be closer to the beneficiaries.
So regardless of what happens, Islamic Relief is ready?
Of course. We have to be ready. This is part of our job.